Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
I heard that we're going to talk about Mormons today.
We are.
And I just want everybody to know that it's completely normal to listen to this and all the things that they do. And,
it's completely normal.
Completely normal. There's nothing weird about it. It's just normal. Good show. Let's have a good show.
This is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still, a podcast where we answer the strange questions. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm lovely.
You're lovely.
Yeah.
You're loverly.
I'm even wonderful.
Welcome our couch. We forgot to formally introduce our third silent guest at the beginning of last week's show.
Yeah.
We have, we haven't named the couch yet.
No, but we did get a bunch of really good
suggestions. We got some really good suggestions, like my butt.
One of them was called, I think, the Sofanator.
Sofanator, that's a good one.
And I just want people to know that that's the level that you're going to have to come at this with if you're going to go add an option to the poll.
Yeah. There'll be a poll. We got to name that guy. I feel bad for him. But it is very comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on it and watched Scooby-Doo yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. It looks like it's good for that.
This isn't Scooby-Doo hour. No. This is Stranger Still hour, where normally we talk about weird science stuff. Sometimes we debunk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always science stuff, because we've talked about, like, the Montauk Project.
Yeah.
It's just a conspiracy theory.
Sometimes we rebunk stuff, and I make up my own theories.
Yeah, it's true. Usually we don't take on religion.
No.
Because it's a dangerous territory to be in. But Mormons, I feel like there's a lot of stereotypes about Mormonism or the Church of Latter-day Saints, and people think that they have some kooky beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things are true, and your degree of kookiness is your own judgment. I'm not going to cast any, but
I'm going to cast a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Like, for example, why did they have to do everything ladder? Like, they used to just be the Church of Day Saints, and then they were like, we'll do it
latter. Latter Day Saints?
Yeah, we'll do it latter day.
It's latter. Latter day.
See, look, I'm learning already.
I thought you were going to make, like, a ascension joke, climbing that ladder.
Even though I know they are going to climb that ladder.
There are some things that I think are objectively funny, like the special underwear that they supposedly have.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that are outside the societal norm, like they're supposedly not allowed to have coffee.
What?
You heard that?
No.
Oh, there's a lot of things like that. I've got 10 today, and we'll spend a lot of time on 5 of them. And then at the end, I have some that I just want to kind of speed round with you. And I just want to say, like, normally we wouldn't cover religion, but this was the second highest requested topic this month on our poll, right behind Hollow Earth theory, which we'll cover later this month. I think it's the last thing we're doing this month.
Cool.
If you want to know what we're doing and you want to ask some questions in regard to it, go over to the Flying Machine Facebook page, and our topics are listed on that calendar on there.
Yeah,
so
they
you
are.
Can do that.
Cool.
But, so apparently this is intriguing enough to our listeners and our listener base that they wanted us to cover it. And I want to cover it too, because I've known some Mormons, like two, that I know of. I don't go around asking people what church they belong to, but I know a lot about Mormonism. A lot more than I thought I would ever know about Mormonism. Is that what you call them? Mormonisms?
I mean, that's probably a good start to learn there, man. I think you...
I didn't research that
I have
one.
Faith in you, but yeah, let's just...
You have faith in me, huh?
Okay.
Was that a pun?
Sure.
Sure. Just give you credit for it. I think we got a lot to get to today, but I do want to recap what the base of the Mormon or Latter-day Saint religion is, just because there's some misconceptions in that as well. So we'll go through it super fast, super quick. And if you want more info, literally go watch the episode of South Park that describes the Church of Mormon or the Book of Mormon and the Church of Latter-day Saints, because it's not far off. It's actually a pretty good descriptor of what the church is. But the Mormonism, or the Church of... I will keep saying Mormonism because my Google Doc didn't autocorrect it. But the Church of Latter-day Saints really began in 1820, so it's like not even 100 years old yet.
Wow.
No, not even 200 years old yet. I can do math.
Okay.
It's still really recent in terms of religion, considering we have religions that are more than 2,000 years old. But there was this guy named Joseph Smith. He was praying to God. He was 14 years old at the time. He was praying to God to help him decide which religion to join or which church to join. He was a Christian boy. And instead of God telling him which section of Christianity to join, an angel guided him to a book that was buried near his house. And this book was written on golden pages, mm-hmm. which you may have heard some people refer to as the golden plates. Like Joseph Smith found these golden plates.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it sound more fanciful, but it was a book. And over the course of the next 10 years, Joseph translated the pages and published the Book of Mormon in 1830. So that's, I guess, when the religion really began.
Wow. He could have just as easily sold it and made so much money and then just been like a super Christian for the rest of his life.
Well, he could have been like, what's the Scientology guy? I love Scientology. Now I can't think of the dude's name.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard. Like, mm-hmm. he just wanted to make money, so he invented a religion.
Yeah.
Done. Money. He's set for life. Well, he's dead now. But the book, and this is a huge generalization of the book, chronicles a religious group that left like the cradle of civilization,
mm-hmm.
like the Mesopotamic area, 600 years before Jesus ever showed up. And I guess this is supposed to be where we got Native Americans from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was Jesus supposed to show up later in the day? And that's why the...
Yeah.
Okay, Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day... Okay. So eventually Jesus was born. And as we all know, he famously died. And in traditional Christianity, once Jesus died, he went up to heaven to be seated beside God. And according to the Mormon religion, he had a lot of work left to do, so instead of going up to heaven, he just kind of hopped over to North America
mm-hmm.
and in spirit form continued his work over here with Native Americans.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Right?
Imagine him in like Standing Rock and stuff eventually.
With a,
if he stayed around.
Jesus spirit.
Yeah. But even at that time, just like building teepees and like...
Yeah.
Doing cool stuff.
Like getting his hands dirty and
getting in the mud and planting.
Yeah, planting crops and stuff, yeah. But since these, it's technically still learnings of Jesus, so it falls under Christianity still. It's just an extension of the traditional Christianity. And the reason it's called Latter-day Saints is because it's after the Old or the New Testament. I almost said Old Testament, but that's also a thing.
Yeah,
it's after the events of the New Testament.
Latter in the book.
Yes.
Of the two testaments, it's the latter of the two.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. Go with it. But the teachings were chronicled in that gold book translated by Joseph Smith, never to be found again.
What?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I can't find the book.
Oh, I lost it.
Yeah, I lost it. Whoops.
Oh.
Kind of funny how that happens. But I do have a quick criticism.
Okay.
About, because this isn't the only religion that falls into this trap, but a lot of people will point to Joseph Smith, who was 14 when he came up with these ideas, or Ellen White, who came up with Seventh-day Adventism. She was 17 when she came up with it. All these people are like, they're way too young. There's no way that they could have come up with this on their own. It had to be divine. They got all this information from God.
I don't know. I've seen some good Minecraft up like...
I was going to say, when I was 14, I was making up a lot of stuff. Yeah. I was making cartoons. I had a wild imagination.
Yeah. So, I was making films.
Of course they can make it up. You can't just say, oh, there's no way they knew all this stuff.
So, well,
I think that's the only criticism I'll have of Mormonism. Because as I was researching this, I kind of got defensive for Mormons in a weird way. Like, I'm not Mormon, never been Mormon, never will be Mormon. But I was kind of like, these people don't give Mormons a fair shake. And that's another reason why I think this episode's important to
do. Dude, I get
interesting
it.
To do.
You're bragging, okay? You'll never be more of a man than you are right now. I get it. You don't have to, like...
That was a good one. Slipped right under there. You've been just riding that joke all the way to the bank.
I mean, it's safe, right?
It is safe. Let's get unsafe and talk about some underwear. You ready?
Okay.
We're going to get into some weird topics this episode.
Yeah, I'm
in. I will tell you.
Love underwear. I've been a big fan for a while.
Have you ever heard of Mormon special underwear?
I haven't.
You've never heard of this? Have you heard of any of these myths?
It's my job not to learn about anything until it's on the show.
Never,
so that it's
ever.
Organic.
You forgot everything.
I can't wait till where babies come from and you keep pushing it off. Because it's a family show.
We'll get close to this episode.
Okay.
So I had always heard that Mormons had special underwear. I had never seen it. you've never heard of this. Some people refer to it as magical underwear, but mm-hmm. Mormons find this phrase offensive and misleading. They don't think it's magical at all. What it is real, actually. The special underwear that they have is called temple garments. It's worn under the clothes. And from my understanding, this is to be worn when they go to service at the temple. And it's not by everyone, but people that are called covenants, which is like the people that go through the whole baptismal process and devote themselves to the religion, they can wear it. And the purpose is, it's like a whole body underwear. It's like long johns, awesome. Except on guys, it's like a really stretched out crew neck. It's nice. Not like a V-neck. It's like more of a crew neck, but it comes down to like your sternum.
Yeah, it's a good fit.
And on, well, yeah. And then on women, it's closer to the neckline, but still like a baggy crew neck. And then it's all one piece and it goes down to the legs and it's like capris down there. Oh. Almost it's like a romp hem,
man.
But the funny thing is, it's like a really thin fabric, but over where your swimsuit area is, if uh-huh. we want to keep this a family show,
yeah,
there's like a bunch of cloth there.
Oh yeah,
just to protect all of it, I guess.
Sure.
And according to the Latter-day Saints website, this is a direct quote, when properly worn, it provides protection against temptation and evil.
So
you're feeling...
I hate both those things.
you hate temptation and evil?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get temptation for meats? Like eating meats?
I guess sometimes. I know that, like, okay, let's be real for a minute.
Yeah.
Meat tastes good. Like, you won't get vegans that are going to tell you that.
It does.
You're not going to convince people by, like, shoving it down their throat and yelling at them.
Yeah.
But... that's why there's like really good vegan meats, but I don't get temptated.
Yeah. Temptated?
Not temptated.
You mean tempted?
I don't know.
Temptated is a kind of potato.
Yeah. It's really delicious. It's very tempting.
Yeah. It came from the Garden of Eden.
Temptator.
I don't think that's the kind of temptation that they're fighting against. I think it's more of the sexual variety.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have stories about that too.
Yeah.
So when I, you know what?
We'll save that for another episode.
Okay.
But yeah, magical underwear, which is offensive to say, so I won't say that. Special temple garment underwear.
Why'd they think that
it's a real thing?
So the magic part of it is that it stops temptation. It sounds like if you got a bunch of cloth in your bathing suit area.
Well, they don't call it magical underwear. That's what yokels like you and I call them to be mean.
But I'm saying,
where did the misconception
come from?
Is
that what people are implying?
Yeah.
Is that it's magic, like it has like a spell on it that stops temptation?
Yeah. I think what it really is that people assume that Mormons think it's magical, so they apply that label to it.
Okay. Yeah.
But in reality, it's more of a symbol just to be like, you feel it against your skin, and it's a constant reminder to say, I'm devoted to my religion.
I mean, I'm sure there's also people that are into it too.
There's people that are into everything.
Okay.
Have you been on the internet?
A couple times.
Yeah. How about, have you ever heard that Mormons, well, I guess I already know the answer to this because you were like, what? But apparently Mormons aren't allowed to consume caffeine.
Ugh.
So no tea, no coffee, no sodas, no hot cocoa.
Oh.
No iced tea.
What a downer.
No caramel frappuccinos from Starbucks. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
I hear this every once in a while, so I just repeat it back.
It's all about the cold brews now, Nick.
It is, which is interesting that you bring that up because that's where the line is drawn. It has nothing to do with caffeine. There is a rule against hot drinks.
Oh.
And since most of our hot drinks are caffeinated, like you don't just go around drinking hot water.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're a sadist.
There's people that are like, when they go to restaurants and they want tea and you don't have tea, they just get hot water.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because nothing could stand up to the tea that I like.
Oh.
I've never done it.
Oh. I don't like it. That sounds awful. Mm. Does not sound pleasurable, but that's where the line is drawn, which I think is way more interesting. But that's where the misconception comes from, is because coffee and teas are hot. But if you get a cold coffee, like a cold brew, you can have that.
Oh, man.
You can drink sodas. You can have iced tea.
They should market to Mormons.
Yeah, specifically, like, you can have our cold brews.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's advertisements in Utah, which we'll get to Utah eventually. But I also want to say I'm pretty sure I experienced the debunk of this myth firsthand, because past guest Josh Winky, mm-hmm. who's on our vitamins episode, or something like that, I can't remember. His mom went through the whole baptismal Mormon process, and there was a celebration for her baptism, and I'm pretty sure after the service, they were like handing out cans of soda and stuff, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Or I know they like to drink, like, what I'm having tonight is more Monster. Yeah. Put the spirit right in ya. Play that.
It's an evil spirit. You got to put on your temple garments to protect from the evil spirits.
I got my undies on. I'm ready.
those are boxers.
Okay.
Are you wearing boxers? I'm just guessing. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Let me describe
them. I don't want to know. What color are they?
They're
I don't
want
to know. So anyway, the belief stems from early on in, like, I guess when he was writing the religion, God passed along the word of wisdom, which included several things, like stuff that you should and shouldn't eat and do to be healthy, live a healthy lifestyle. Part of that stated that you should eat meat sparingly and have a mostly vegetarian diet.
That's right. Vegans, I'm with these guys.
Yeah, and if you're going to eat meat, you should mostly just do it in the winter because you need to bulk up your fat reserves and stay warm. That's like the only time you should be eating meat. And a lot of Mormons don't know that, apparently, according to one of the websites. But it included other stuff. The one we're focusing on is simply just says that you also can't drink hot drinks. Nothing about caffeine. And yeah.
Do you just wonder if it stems from, and I mean, this is an objective theory of mine, but maybe Tom just like wasn't into hot drinks. Yeah. Joseph what?
Joseph Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he's just like, I don't know. I prefer cold ones. And then someone wrote it down as law in his scribes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where this came from.
Mm.
But that theory will come up towards the end of our show.
Okay.
We'll bring it back up because I think it's kind of related in a really silly way. So Mormons can have caffeine. But what about birth control? Do you ever hear that they can't use contraception in any way?
I don't know. That's a rough one.
It is rough.
Oh, no.
Well, you hear in some religions, and I think I've only heard of it in Christianity, especially Catholicism, that you do not use any form of birth control.
Yeah.
And some of the reasoning might be because God is going to give you however many kids you're supposed to have, whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
Turns out Mormonism is not one of those.
Yeah, get it, Mormonism.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
For the most part, they stay out of the bedroom, which I'm happy about. Unless do you want religion in your bedroom?
I want them in my bedroom. That's like, I didn't know what you meant by that.
No. Like, there's a leader's faith handbook that, like, the leaders can reference when they get asked certain questions, I guess. And it says that it's a married couple's decision on how many kids they get to have, and it's an intimate conversation that they need to have with each other and God.
Okay.
So
you're making Christianity look really bad right now.
And Latter-day Saints looking really good. It does say that having kids is a privilege of married couples, so you're not supposed to have kids out of wedlock. That's kind of veering into the bedroom. One surprising thing that is apparently in this handbook is that it also says sexual relations are more than just having kids.
That
can
wonderful.
Also be used for pleasure.
Oh, pleasure. Okay.
But again, only for married couples, so no sex outside of marriage. And this is a direct quote from the handbook. It says sexual relations within marriage are divinely approved not only for the purpose of procreation, but also as a way of expressing love and strengthening emotional and spiritual bonds between husband and wife.
How progressive.
Yeah. Have good sex, dudes.
Yeah. Damn. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Good for Mormons. While we're talking about doing it, we've all heard that Mormons are allowed to marry multiple people. Polygamy.
Right.
You've heard this.
I feel like that is overplayed.
Oh, it's totally overplayed.
Yeah.
And mostly probably because wasn't there a show on TLC where some dude was a polygamist?
Yeah.
And they said he was a Mormon. Well, this one's a little slippery. It's not true or false. In the Book of Mormon, the original book, it states that men can be quote-unquote sealed or married to multiple women, but women can only be sealed to one man.
Okay. Well, I did call them progressive 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but hang on. So this was from 1830 to 1890. This was allowed and practiced. And this went against the U.S. law, where Mormonism originated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were met with a lot of resistance socially and legally. So in 1890, the president of the Latter-day Saints at the time issued a manifesto that stated all members could not enter into any marriage forbidden by the law of the land, a.k.a. no polygamy anymore.
Oh, wow.
And apparently not everyone followed this because, was this 14 years later, a new president, but the president at the time issued a second manifesto saying that if you practice polygamy, you'd be excommunicated from the religion. You'd be kicked on out.
Wow.
If you're trying to shack up with multiple women. So that's pretty cut and dry, but not everyone liked it.
Yeah.
So some people branched off in Mormonism and because they wanted to continue their polygamy. And to this day, it's been mostly phased out. But there are some people that still practice it and give Mormonism a bad name.
Or a different name if they're into it.
The bad part is... bad name.
No.
But that's not how Mormons want to be associated. So in that view, it's bad.
My theory on religious beliefs.
Yeah.
When you say a bad name, that my way of interpreting that is that women are not giving power in that situation. Mm-hmm. So there's an inherent power dynamic.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm cool with you do you, boo.
Yeah.
The policy.
That's usually our policy.
As long as you have the option to know and introspect mm-hmm. into what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with hijabs too. I totally down for people to wear hijabs.
Yeah.
I also want them to make that decision that they know they want to wear the hijab.
Absolutely.
Not that they feel they have to or they're forced to.
Yes. I think that's a good position to have.
Cool.
Unfortunately, not everyone has that position. So we're on to five. This is our fifth one. We're halfway through. It's kind of a bummer one, but this came from Jason Lee on our Facebook page. He had asked if suicide rates were higher in Mormon men, because he had heard that. And I think that mental illness often has this weird stigma that means people don't talk about it, which sometimes leads to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's a bummer doesn't mean we don't get to talk about it. So we're talking about it. But then we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll speed around five more.
All right,
because there's some sillier ones after the break. Many people assume that the suicide rates are higher because as I was researching this, the suicide rates in Utah are almost double what they are across the United States. And there was one study that I should also say that if you don't know, Utah is usually
Mormon capital, USA.
Right, it's usually associated with Mormons because that's where the religion was founded. And I think I have stats here somewhere. We'll get to it later. There's almost 2 million Mormons in Utah.
Wow.
So that's why people assume that there's a higher suicide rate in Mormons. There's one study. It looked at men age 15 to 34 across the United States and then just within Utah. It put them in groups of 15 to 19, 20 to 24, and 4-year groups. I'm just going to talk broadly. If you want to look at it more deep, the link is on our website. But on average across the United States, the male suicide rate per 100,000 people is anywhere from 17 to 28 people per 100,000, depending on your age group. In Utah, that rate comes between 32 and 40 people.
Oh, wow.
So almost double.
Yeah.
And quite possibly triple, depending on your age group. Now, they broke that into three groups. There was active Latter-day Saints, less active Latter-day Saints, and non-Latter-day Saint members. And the strange thing is that non-Latter-day Saint members had the highest suicide rate, anywhere from 42 to 60 people per 100,000. So that's almost quadruple the U.S. average. The less active Latter-day Saints were next up, and it was two less per 100,000. So that's kind of weird. But active Latter-day Saints were between 8 and 18 people per 100,000, which is on every single age group was lower than the national average, which brings down the average significantly for Utah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Not what I expected to see.
So what are the theories behind why?
I couldn't tell you. No idea.
There's nothing?
I don't have anything. It was in the article. Didn't read it. I just wanted to get to the numbers. Because I'm a poor researcher. I don't know. Maybe it's just a bad place to live.
I mean,
I shouldn't say that, but I'll say this, living in Iowa, anecdotally, I hear people say there's nothing to do in Iowa. It's so boring. It's because there's no major cities. There's not a lot to do. It's getting better because there's more activities in the city.
So I moved here.
It's because you moved here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of drug problems in smaller cities in Iowa. You hear meth labs blowing up all the time because there's not anywhere else for people to put that energy. So they just do drugs.
Yeah.
That's Iowa's problem. So maybe that energy is being expelled in other ways in Utah.
Or
that's the best theory.
It's because there's so many people that are so very religious. If there's anything that their religion bans, we didn't talk about drinking or anything yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that something that's looked down
on? Yeah, they're not allowed to have alcohol. All
right. So that probably has an impact on it too.
Even it could.
The absence of going out and having a drink or something.
Yeah.
If you see the rest of the world, you feel like you're missing out for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
that's always a problem. Not being included will drive you to be more depressed.
Yeah.
In high school, that's always the case. Not always the case. It's a common situation that we fall into, but yeah.
Cool.
So that's Mormons.
Yes.
That's half of Mormons. That's half of all Mormons.
It's more. More or that Mons. Was Mons, and here's more.
Yeah, here's some more. We'll take a quick break. I need to drink some more Diet Dr. Pepper.
Not
you need
a sponsor.
To drink some more.
More Monster.
More Monster. And we'll be right back. I've never done this kind of trick. This feels weird. Let's just play the music.
Okay, yeah, do it right here.
John.
Yeah, that's me.
Where can people find us? I always make you do this, but I'm going to keep making you do it.
Okay, well, they can find us at StrangeSocialShow.com.
That is true.
And they can also find us at FlyingMachine.network.
That is also true. And if you go to StrangeSocialShow.com/shop, you can support us on Patreon.
We made it a real thing. We made Ryan Healy from Tales from Static's day.
Yeah, yeah. And while you're checking out our Patreon, you should also check out the other shows on the Flying Machine Network. There's some really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Oops, I Talked to Politics.
Yeah.
It's this week or last week, whichever week you're listening to this. At one point, they talked about Trump's like hidden scandal or forgotten scandals, because there's been a lot.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time going into it, and it's like a trip down memory lane while also slowly getting more and more depressed about this.
Oh,
state,
yeah.
This country,
oh, if you want to dive deep in that pain nostalgia,
yeah,
jump into Oops, I Talk Politics. Yeah.
But luckily, all the hosts are funny, so mm-hmm. And they're like, I told them I want them to like come to my family holiday dinners so
and just destroy everybody with
so
information.
They can like smoothly talk about politics, because there's a lot of stuff I know, but there's a lot of stuff I don't know, and it seems like they fill in a lot of those gaps for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, can you tell my aunt why the Tea Party is stupid?
Yeah, I just wish that they would form a super PAC already.
Yeah,
I'd accept all their money.
Dun, da, 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 super PAC.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk more about Mormons?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's the name of the episode, right?
Yeah, it is.
Should we talk more about Mormons?
We should. That's the title now.
Okay,
don't
good.
Let me forget in 20 minutes.
You guys spell more without the E though.
Got it. No, I'm not gonna do that. It'll be really confusing.
All right.
People are like, why did they have a typo in their title like four places?
Why did Mormons have a typo in the middle of their word?
Oh, God. We're getting into dangerous territory. Some of these came up on our Facebook page. I asked for people's questions, and we had a bunch. Jason Lee had some. Justin put some on there.
Jason Lee needs a Stranger Still nickname.
Like...
Didn't we try to do that
like
once?
Like an honorific, you mean?
Yeah.
Captain Lee? What do you have in mind?
We'll think about it.
We'll just call it... You know the Tenacious D song, Lee? Lee, 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 Lee.
Sure.
That's his name now.
Okay, good.
Lee, 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 Lee. So, hopefully I've answered as many of these as I could get to. But I've only got room for five, so we'll hop right in. The next one I had never heard before, but I'm kind of surprised I didn't, because from an objective standpoint, it's kind of out there, but it dips into something that I subscribe to. We'll get there.
Which is ranch dressing.
Which is ranch dressing. No. Have you ever heard that Mormons believe in more than one God?
No.
Well, what if I told you that it's true?
Whoa.
Even though it's Christianity is monotheistic, which means they believe in one God.
Mm-hmm.
Mormons still hold true to this, but the best way to describe this is using the multiverse. You know the multiverse, right?
Yeah, I saw the first and second Iron Man.
No.
I saw Spider-Man Homecoming.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's different.
A bunch of them.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
But the multiverse theory is that there's infinite universes out there, and any decision that anyone makes a new universe. So mm-hmm. anything is literally possible in the infinite universe.
Yeah, especially if you got like a golden gauntlet.
Yeah. Yep. No, we're not saying any more than that, because anything else is spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Mormons believe that there is more than one universe out there, and each one has its own god. But here's the cool part.
Okay.
Is they,
ours is the best one.
Ours is, of course, the best one.
Yeah.
They believe that humans are like an embryo type version of God.
Oh, cool.
So we're out here on Earth, and all the other humans in all the other universes are out there on your Earth. And eventually, when we die, we have a chance of growing into a full god.
Oh my
and
god.
And if you are so lucky to do that, then you get control of your own universe.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Have a sip of that water. I dare you. Just try it. No, just try it.
Oh.
Look what I did to it.
What did you do to it?
Here, try it.
I don't want to.
It's a red. It's a Merlot.
It's a red pill? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's red wine, Nick.
I don't get it.
I'm God.
Oh, I still
just
don't get
just keep
it.
Going.
Is that like a
you'll,
joke?
You'll get it when you're editing.
Okay.
You can edit in a laugh right here.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay.
Does that sound convincing? So yeah, like that sounds baller to me.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised I hadn't heard of that.
If you had your own universe, what was one thing that you would change?
You know, I would make it so one in 10,000 people mm-hmm. can't pronounce the word mm-hmm. that.
Mm.
It's the best I got.
Yeah, how'd they do it, though? Like, that?
They're just like, to hat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's not like R-T. Intrusive.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, to hat over there.
Yeah. And then.
Excuse me?
So you think people would be divided by this?
It'd be like, what's that Dr. Seuss book where the people have the butter side up and the butter side down?
I don't know. I'm not caught up on the Dr. Seuss Marvel Cinematic Universe.
They should make that happen. I'm surprised they haven't tried. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they have tried and just everyone forgot about it.
Yeah.
Like with Horton Hears a Who and the Lorax and the new Grinch that's coming out, they're all animated. I think they are.
You think they're going to be in the same universe?
I think they're going to be in
the same
universe.
They're going to be Infinity Wars 2.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing. I don't remember where I heard this first, but and we know from Horton Hears a Who
okay.
that all Whos live on a speck of dust, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And outside of that, there's normal-sized elephants and stuff.
Right.
The Grinch lives in Whoville, which means the Grinch is actually microscopic.
What?
Right?
Wait a minute.
It has to, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, him and Ant-Man should do a crossover.
You're big into the cinematic universe today. So, I mean, all I'm trying to say is it'd be really easy for them just to be like, yeah, the Whos were here the whole time. They're on this little speck of dust on this frame of the Lorax.
Yeah, I'm going to find that speck.
Yeah.
Gotta rewatch.
Yep. If you write a movie about the Whos
mm-hmm.
living in Whoville,
make them get attacked by the flu virus. It looks like a giant alien monster, but it's
my joke.
Just a guy that sneezed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, if you write a movie about the Whos from Whoville, is it called a spec script?
Okay.
Hey, How about this one? Mormons must fast at least once per month for 24 hours. Do you think that's...
Are we doing a true or false game?
Sure. Do you think that's true?
True.
It is true.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. I want to do that.
Yeah, that's healthy for you. You should do it. What about all Mormons live in Utah? Of course, this one's false.
Yeah.
I did find out, though, I told you I had some stats on this. 62% of the state's residents are Mormon, which is still huge. But that comes out to about 1.9 million Mormons.
That comes in out Utah. To, let's divide by the
100% of Mormons.
Common denominator.
What are you doing?
It's more than 61% of them.
Yes. Good job. So there's about 1.9 million Mormons in Utah. And according to the website, there are also 6.2 million Mormons across the United States and 8.2 million Mormons outside of the United
Where?
States. Everywhere.
Okay.
So,
but where, Nick? Where are
not
they?
Utah.
I've never met them.
So Utah Mormons still make up 30% of domestic Mormons, of the Mormons in the United States, which is still huge for one state, 30%. And
yeah, I like my Mormons local. I like those domestic
locally
Mormons.
Sourced Mormons.
Uh-huh.
They also account for 14% of all Mormons, which is still a huge number.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's huge. Here's a fun one. Missionaries can't swim and they also can't play full court basketball. They have to play half court basketball.
Okay, hold on a second. When you wrote these, this was not a game, was it, Nick? This is a true.
It is true.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of these things, like even the multiverse stuff. I read it on some podunk website. It was like web 1.0. It had like iframes. It was not up to date. So nice. I was like, this can't be true.
Getting
someone
gifts
just made
on there?
This up.
And yeah. Like
a dancing
rotating
missionary. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the, like I doubled and triple checked these and they were real. And I even went to the missionary's rule book to figure out if they couldn't play full court basketball. And it says in their rule book, you can't play full court basketball.
Wow.
If you're going to play basketball, it has to be half court. And it says half court basketball in their rule book, man.
Oh my God.
It's that specific.
Oh, my literal God.
They get the reason for that is that if they're going to play a sport, it needs to be in the spirit of fun. So no matter the sport, they're not supposed to keep score. And if you are on a full court basketball court, it's more competitive, I guess. You don't want to be competitive if you don't have fun. They also, they just get the short end of every stick. Think of a stick, they have the short end of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They can't call their families when they're out on their missionary trips. They have to go to bed at 10:30 and wake up at 6:30. So
what?
No partying. Lights out at 10:30. They can't be alone or flirt with members of the opposite sex. And they're actually not supposed to be alone ever.
In case they want to like get alone with their thoughts? Or?
I guess. I don't know. They're supposed to write to their families every week. I think that's a good idea. They can email every once in a while. The reason for that is they're supposed to be focusing on spreading the message, not on their family. How about Mormons aren't allowed to dance?
Hmm.
This is where Footloose came from.
Yeah, that sounds like a dirty dancing lie.
No, it is a lie. Of course they can dance. But the thing that I think is funny and ties back to what you said before about Joseph Smith just not liking hot drinks,
yeah,
is on their website, they say, this is a tradition that goes all the way back to members like Joseph Smith. And I'm like, why do you need to add that qualifier? Just be like, yes, we can dance. Because now I'm like,
not only can we dance, but this 14-year-old in the 1820s was into it.
Yeah. He was ahead of his time. He liked rock and roll.
My dude would dab on them haters all the time.
If there's one thing I know about Joseph Smith, is that he would dab on the haters.
That's right.
So
just put this little teaser as a clip. That pretty much sums up the whole episode. If you want to listen to the other 47 minutes,
you've wasted your time. But hey, we got your download. So, before we close things out, just a quick reminder, if you do want to support us on Patreon, we can do fun stuff like video content.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're talking about video content, John has a new music video out.
I do.
It's the greatest thing you'll see all week.
Thank you.
It's called She's Posting Memes.
Yep. So
by a little meme.
Yeah. So, okay. We talked a couple of times in the past about depression, right?
Yeah.
My way of dealing with it was making myself become a SoundCloud rapper. So I wrote 5 songs.
It's true.
Yeah. And they started coming out really good. So then
they're all about memes.
They're all about memes. So I just kind of became a little meme.
Making a meme about memes while only singing about memes.
It was just a little meme at first, but then it grew up to a little meme.
Yeah.
But if you go to bit.ly/postin, P-O-S-T-I-N, memes.
Yeah.
You'll get to the Facebook video.
Yep, it's good. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Share it with your friends, because they'll enjoy it too.
I danced with Drake, and Thanos is in it.
Yeah. Is SpongeBob still in there?
SpongeBob's in it, yeah.
The yodeling Walmart kid is in there.
Yeah, he danced with me.
Yeah. To which one of my coworkers watched the video, and she's like, why did he just edit in some random kid? And I was like, obviously you don't know your memes.
Yeah, you gotta go to... I did actually want to give a shout out to knowyourmemes.com.
They help you out.
Well, yeah, they have a good site, so that's why.
They do. So I think
and thank you to rhymezone.com as well.
That helps every musician, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think that'll do it for this week. Join us next week, and I think we're talking about either Hollow Earth Theory or stem cells. Who knows?
It's the Cadbury egg of podcasts.
What's that mean?
It's hollow.
Oh, if you crack Earth open, it's gooey on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yum. Well, I'm still Nick.
I'm still John. I meant the hollow Easter bunny egg,
guys. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, not
filled
the like...
cream, though.
Well, yeah, I guess then that's a bad example, Nick. You want to call me out in the last couple of seconds of the episode, that's fine. We can have a discussion about this next week. Or you know what? We'll just talk about it afterwards.
All right, sounds good.
So maybe I'll talk about...
And I'm still Nick.
And I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.